Okay, welcome to our sixth session of Ascending Masters of Light, Level 2, Session 6, May 7th, 2023. Joan and Milena, please say hi.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
And Kesiko, say hi.
Hello.
There she is. Okay. Like always, we're very, very happy to see everybody and hope everybody's doing fine. Today, we will have a community call with open discussions of our previous foundation sessions. There will also be time for any questions that you might have. Questions can be addressed to our community. Please follow the protocols that were set up during our last community call. Now, going forward, our next sessions will be May 28th and June the 11th. Miss Kesiko Hooper has volunteered to do our opening invocation. And here's Milena to do the introductions.
All right. So welcome, everyone, again. So take a couple of deep centering breaths. And be aware of yourself in this magnificent temple of light. And take a look around from your new seating placement. And take another breath as you find coherence with the energetics of this incredible temple of light. And prepare to receive all the non-physical members of the council as they enter our chamber. Take another breath and let us welcome Kesiko as she offers our invocation.
Thank you, Milena. So please join me in an updated meditation, feeling the quantum field in our body. So let's take a nice deep breath. Let us be aware of our ever-refined, enlightened light body. How blessed we are. We are so grateful. See and feel a crystal river flowing through us, connecting to the beloved Mother Earth, touching the heartbeat of Gaia. See the crystalline light particles lighting up all around, swirling in and out of our expanded unified field of light. Let us be in our sacred heart, be in unity in the sacred oneness with every one of us and all the luminous beings of light who are present and supporting us in this beautiful quantum cosmic crystalline temple of light. our streams of consciousness immersed and intertwined in the quantum field. In this field of magnificent light, as the radiant Christed beings of light that we are, let us remember we are pure spirits created in source light, our original state of being. See and feel the flow of life, the original sacred geometry of life. In our luminescence, let us be aware of the beauty of our physical vehicle, the magnificent creation that is the sacred temple of our soul, allowing us to experience so intimately the beauty of the physical realm that is made out of matter, which is constantly arising from the quantum field in divine organization and coherence. This field is also within us, within the cells of our bodies, within our multidimensional DNA. Feel into it. Let us travel now in the light to the cells of our bodies. See the molecules in the cells, atoms and subatomic particles, spinning and spinning at incredible speed, generating a powerful electromagnetic field of light. With our conscious intention placed in our higher mind and soul spirit, and utilizing our second triad, which is spinning and spinning in the luminous emanation of the multidimensional diamond configuration, encompassing our entire head area. Let us now actively participate in the quantum field to transform our third and fourth dimensional carbon-based cells into the fifth dimensional state of crystalline structure. See the electrons dancing about, spinning faster and faster in a higher charge, igniting and creating a brilliant liquid plasmic light. See the plasmic light filaments weaving in and out of the luminous field of living light, bathing the cells of our etheric body with biological crystalline plasmic light. Watch the etheric cells alchemically transforming into the fifth dimensional crystalline structure of physicality. Let us see and feel our entire physical body illuminating in the beautiful bright light. See the activated multidimensional DNA strands in our cells radiating in the swirling light. See the mesmerizing shimmer of our eighth dimensional luminous field of light at the edge of our unified fields. Please join me, if you like, in saying aloud Master Kutumi's declaration. I am light. I am the light of the Creator, created in the image and similitude of my Creator. I am a creator that creates form within form. I'll turn this over to John and Melena. Thank you.
Thank you, Kazuko. That was beautiful.
So much.
It sure set the template for today's session.
So everyone take a breath and just breathe in the beautiful frequencies that we're all sitting in. So today we will have our open Q&A. So let's start our discussion today by letting us ask all of you. So what have you experienced or are experiencing with the new configuration in the temple?
Hi, this is Katriana.
Hi, Katriana.
And rather than directly answer that question, I'd like to bring Linda Githens into our meeting here. So I'm speaking for her. At our last session, she said she had something she would like to pass on to the group and asked when would be appropriate and was pointed to this session. But she got the guidance to go down to Coba, Mexico, in the middle of the Yucatan near Tulum to do some spiritual work. And as you may remember, a few years ago, she did a similar thing. She was directed to the Great Pyramid and then Saudi Arabia and called in the power and love and unity of this group to do some work. And our teachers were just thrilled with what we did. So she got the guidance to actually go to the Coba ruins right now, today, during our call, because she is working as a member of AML and the Council of 12, and inviting you to join in. And there's a very special way you've already done that, which I'll talk about. Now, I've been working with Linda and other people on this project. It's become very clear that it is a worldwide project of seeding the fifth dimension, new earth, based on forgiveness, meaning releasing the past, letting it go, love and unity. And this has been going on since during the eclipse window, which started before the solar eclipse of April 19th and has continued through the lunar eclipse we just had May 5th, which was also Wesak, and it is still continuing on. We were appointed to do this work worldwide today. And so that is what's going on and why she can't tell you what she wanted to pass on, but she wrote up something and asked me to read it. So this is Linda's message to the group. Greetings to our beloved group. On the second week of our AML project, I once again had trouble connecting to the Zoom call. I could hear but not speak. Instead of getting frustrated, I listened while I played the gong. During this time, my internal sight opened and I became aware, saw us all at our temple. Each person had a light beam emanating from their heart. Each of you offered it to me as I was weaving a stunningly beautiful tapestry of light. I was told that this was the special gift of each member of AML for humanity and for the planet. It is totally true how each of you is so very important. And I found it fascinating how each of you waited until the perfect time to offer your light to me for weaving. I had no idea I could do this. And since I didn't record it, I said nothing. But then the topic of weaving came up two sessions ago, and I thought I should fess up. I'm sorry I did not record it. I wish I had the words to describe the beauty of your hearts. Namaste. I am honored to be part of such a group. Linda Githens. So you have already contributed your gift to Linda, unknown to all of us until she made this clear. And she told me this morning, as she was on her way in to do this, that she could feel everyone's gifts that she was carrying, bringing with her this tapestry of light that she had been able to weave a few weeks back. And so if it feels right to you, as we do this, be aware you're also in the middle of doing a major world service project that is also going on in other areas of our country and around the world right now. So thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you. These are the things that, you know, are so awesome that every individual in our group are capable of contributing to. And it's good to hear that it actually is happening, that each one of us has a special gift that we give to each other and that we give to the world. And that's why we came into this embodiment. So it's good to hear things like that. It just reinforces our commitment as we move forward, because sometimes it's a little hard. It's difficult because things come up that we have to pay attention to. And, you know, life isn't always easy, but we're able to move through it because of the spiritual base that we have. So it's great. So let's get back to the question that Milena asked, because I think that's really important for people to talk about, and how they found that new seating arrangement and actually feel the beings that are seated around us in this crucible. So anybody else like to speak up here?
Hi, this is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hi. It's nice to be here with everyone. It's interesting that you asked that question, because that's one of the things I immediately noticed. The first time that we gathered in our new seating arrangement, it felt very different. I had a different perspective on the, and not only everyone of us, but the whole chamber. Oh. Oops, my phone, sorry. What, as I sit in that space, what I've noticed is that for me, we have become a unit like never before. And I see us in a sphere, and each of us are spheres. And it's like the flower of life, in that I am here and the person that's sitting next to me is there, and we're overlapped in that Vesica Pisces shape, and here, and the people in front of me. I don't see somebody directly in front. I see two people. So it forms that six spheres. And then we're so connected in that, even though I'm not touching the sphere on the other side, all those overlapping spheres make us united. And so it's a kind of consciousness that I've noticed that I haven't felt before.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Anyone else like to share their experience? Well, if no one wants to say anything more about that, so the next question we have for you is, with the new configuration, have you been able to discern a difference in receiving the non-physical members of the council as they enter the chamber?
Hi, this is Kelly. Can you all hear me? Since everybody's being so quiet today, I thought I would just share a little bit of my experience. I actually am having a little trouble visualizing as clearly as I did with our old setup. With our old setup, I had a very clear vision when I would do the meditations and you would take us in. It was very clear what what it all looked like and felt like for me. And since we moved to this new configuration, it feels a little more nebulous. It feels bigger. Maybe that, okay, so it feels bigger, but the vision is more nebulous. That's more accurate. It's not as clear to me in my internal vision what it looks like. But the way I'm sort of experiencing it is before it was sort of at a, now this is language, so it's hard to, you know, describe what I'm actually wanting to say, but it felt more 2D level, like we were down here. And now it, the whole thing feels more three-dimensional in that it just feels bigger, fuller, with all the energies of all of us. And I don't discern individual things as well as I did before, but the energy of the whole place feels much, much bigger. Like I'm not as aware of where the galleries are. I'm not as aware of where we're sitting and all that, but the whole thing just feels bigger and brighter and taller. So that's my two cents.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's good.
I think nebulous is actually a really good word to describe it, because remember, it is a non-physical space we're in. We're in a quantum space, which is, from our perspective, is still pretty much undescribable. So I totally agree. And it is, and for me, the whole thing is vaporous because there's so much movement, you know, in the frequencies. And remember, the whole entire light temple is pure radiant light, you know. So, yeah, so I think I like your word.
What I'm finding is that there's a more of a knowing and more of, you know, when we went into that in that I'll say thought with no thought, but it's that absorbing the information. That to me was the biggest shift, maybe not purposely, but at the same time. So when I'm engaging with the non-physical beings, it is more of a non-verbal and more of an absorbing or a where you think it, you're communicating with thought rather than word.
Telepathy.
Yes, thank you. So it is more telepathic in this new configuration. Maybe it's because the whole energetics changed, but for me that's the one that seems most prevalent. And it's not clunky, but it's more peaceful. It's different. The other one was a little bit more structured. You know, like you walk into a room, a conference room, and you wait for instruction. This one here doesn't have any of that for me. It's just a matter of we're all here. We're, you know, it's like it's on a whole other level. And it's like we've graduated from the third, fourth dimension into something much broader, much more calm, much more transparent. It feels different. Now the communication, the independent communication with the beings of light have not started yet, but it's not that it's not there or not capable. It's just, I need to spend more time there in order to do that. But it does feel broader and, you know, this work is all kind of, evasive to me. So it's comforting to just be in there waiting for my intuitive knowing to hit, you know, instead of me trying to figure things out. It's like I'm going in there, and the more I can level myself energetically, the more I know I will get what it is that I need to absorb and to receive. And it just keeps, but that's what I'm finding in the new facility.
Thank you.
And my neighbor just turned on Mars.
Very good.
Thank you, Jody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody
when
else?
I connect, okay, when I connect to the crucible, I just intend to be connected to it, and I don't focus on a particular seat. And when I receive the energetics, it's used to flow downwards, but now it seems to be circulating between the in and through the hemispheres of the brain.
Wow.
And that's how I feel it.
Wow. Mm. Very good. Great.
Thank you.
This is Peggy. I've really enjoyed people's impressions. I feel similarly. The early on, it felt, well, the very, very first time we were introduced to it, I could not find my seat. I could not visualize it. And that's gotten better, of course. But now, in this new configuration, I feel I'm not even having to visualize. It's just there. And it's all frequency. And I love to visualize things, but this is just a felt frequency. And the structure itself in there is bigger and broader, like people have mentioned. And the ascended masters and angels and everyone who's gathered there with us seem to speak to me strongly in frequency. They are totally in frequency now. And our first member who talked about the flower of life, I love that because that's one of my favorite symbols. So if I am going to visualize, I will visualize in that, or maybe just enjoy the energy of that. And one last thing, there seems to be an emotional component too that I feel. It's kind of a contentment and safety and comfort and lightness in all senses of the word. So thank you. That's all I have.
Thanks, Peggy.
Yeah.
Peggy.
This is Sharka. Can you
hear me? Yes. Hi, Sharka.
Thank you. I would like to describe my experience. I can relate to Kelly that it was very clear before to me where I was sitting, where the gallery was with the beings. And now it's kind of more, I still know where I'm sitting, but I'm not so clear about everyone else. I was afraid. Well, I mean, I am aware of next to me sitting Becky. I hope she's experiencing it myself next to her too. Doesn't matter though. But those non-physical beings, to me, I feel them like a wind when they are coming and filling the spaces around us in the upper half circle. So the experience is different. It's beautiful. I go there every day. But the more difference which I am feeling is in my dreams. My dreams are very clear, telling me accomplishments of what I am. So I do see the accomplishment in my dreams. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
Okay.
Anyone else?
If I may add, when I do the meditations, I find that the colors are really very powerful, and the geometries are there too. So I just want to add these little tidbits.
Hi, this is my first time on the cell phone, and everything's different. So I would like to, you know, the crucible, what I've been noticing each time I go in is that I'm seeing more and more light and less bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, at first you suggested that we put someone on each side of us, or front and back, that we would like to sit with. And, I mean, mine and their bodies are disappearing. I just see light coming from everyone. Like as if we had a big globe of light on top, but really no body underneath. And then as the higher beings come in, it's just this massive moving light coming in. And just yesterday, this is just kind of like a modern art or something, but I saw tail sticking out here and the arm here and a paw over here. It's just, you know, but basically all light coming in. It's just amazing. I love it.
I agree. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark. When I sit with the group of all of us, I have a hard time distinguishing individuals.
Yeah.
A very difficult time. What I'm seeing is, it's not that it's blurred. That's not it. It's just that everyone has an energy about them. And it's not, there are no distinct edges. There's no edges to anybody. It's just we're there. And that's true of both ourselves as well as the non-physicals. It seems like everybody is presenting themselves the same way.
Right.
So it's very beautiful because there's all these different colors. Everyone seems to have a color to themselves. And so to me, it's very enjoyable. That's all I want. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Thanks.
Listen, Margaret, I have to agree. As you can see, my background, sometimes this is how I visualize us together. We are undescribable by language, light and color. And there is sound, too, although my human ears aren't hearing that as much as I'm feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no distinguishing anymore between individuals. We are there as a unit, as a group. Someone else said that too, and yes, I feel that too. And when the non-physical beings are there, there's just immense light that is very fluid. And I, for one, love being there because I feel like I'm at home.
Oh,
thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, this common thread is I feel the same way. And like Mark and Margaret said, is there's no definition in between the physicality anymore. It's like we're all energy and we carry our signatures with us, but we all are as one. I mean, it's like looking at an apple. There's a peeling, there's the flesh, there's the seeds, there's the stem, but it all makes the apple. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's we're one unit with all of these magnificent energy signatures that we each hold. And when those beings first came in, it was like almost being cocooned with their information, their knowledge, their wisdom, their love. And it was like we were all like, if you've ever seen the Northern Lights,
mm-hmm.
or Borealis, we were all in the flow like that. Mm-hmm. And it just feels so magnificent to feel accepted and to feel like I belong there. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Well, yeah. We all belong there.
We are one with.
Exactly. Yes. And it takes, you know, it takes a while to be accustomed to this massive temple of light, this crucible, because it is a non-physical expression and it is a collective energy, which in Seating of the Divine, we dealt with individual expressions because we were working on our individuality and what we bring to the party. And now we are in that massive cocoon of unity within all the streams of consciousness, all the imprints that are within it. We're a collective. So it's just beautiful the way you've expressed it. It's hard to express in words what that is. But I always, something that Master Kutumi said years ago, that it's not about learning. It's not about reading it and studying it. It's about experiencing it, and then you will know. And I think about that so often these days with all of this information that is coming in these massive energetics that are continually flowing into our crucible.
Joan,
yeah.
Is that what we've been learning about as entanglement?
Yes.
This feeling that we have, this everybody's talking about, and I feel the same thing. I haven't said anything because everybody's saying exactly what I would say.
Yeah.
And I'm just listening. But it occurred to me that this is entanglement, what we talked about in the very beginning.
Yeah. And we bring our individual energy, which is the singularity, but it becomes all entangled within this massive crucible.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So we get to experience what we've just learned.
Yeah.
But now we can see the importance of why the council wanted us to have that information about entanglement and singularity.
Exactly.
Because it is the foundation that all of these frequencies and light and energy signatures are built on. So, yeah. So it was very on purpose.
Beautiful.
Kathleen, that's it.
Okay.
Kathleen?
I just want to throw in what everyone has said is so beautiful. And I also am aware that when we first went in, I felt that imposter syndrome a little bit. Like it was so amorphous. I didn't know where I fit. And I was like, oh, I don't even see the seats. and I sort of went to the color signature that was this very beautiful, like pink and baby blue, which is what I know is a color signature. And that's where I found home. But like, it wasn't like, here's your chair. It was not clear to me at all. And then it felt, oh, this is it, you know, but it wasn't like Kelly said, it wasn't like this clear linear thing anymore. But it was interesting to watch those feelings come up of, oh, maybe I don't fit. Maybe this is where the cutoff is and I don't make the grade. But that's changed.
Okay. Right. And we had to present it in some kind of way that had structure in order to even create the picture, you know, for you. So.
Can I ask a question?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. So I'm glad that whoever just mentioned about bringing about the work that we did earlier in the group this year with the singularities, with the quantum entanglement, fractals and all that, I kind of was having trouble wondering why we did all that. I mean, I know what they mean, but connecting that intellectual knowledge to the experience we're having now was a bit of a leap for me. And I appreciate when people share their experiences in that language, because it helps my brain bridge that gap. And one of the questions that has come up for me is, okay, where does Prime Creator live in this primordial soup of quantum energy, of fractals, of all the stuff that we've learned? Where exactly is Prime Creator? Because I see us all as I'm going to sort of attempt to answer my own question, but not really. Yeah, I believe that we're all this sort of primordial soup of spirit when we're not in physical form. And somehow I'm wondering if that is where the plasma energy is, if we're all plasma energy, we're this primordial soup of plasma energy. Okay, then we communicate to each other via the quantum entanglement. I can sort of wrap my head around that language. Then I still wonder, where is Prime Creator and all that? Is it just in the soup with us?
Well, I would say Prime Creator is everywhere.
Yeah.
There's nowhere it is not.
Right.
Including inside with you, the being that you are, the body that you are. It's all Prime Creator.
So then all that we are as a group, as a whole, as everything is Prime Creator. There is
no separation.
There's no separation.
No.
But you're an individualized spark of that, having this physical experience.
Yeah, I get that. So in that definition, then there is no such thing as a Prime Creator.
Well, I don't know about that. I'd have to think of that one a little while.
Because if Prime Creator is all that is, then all that is Prime Creator, then there really is no Prime Creator. It just is all that is. And that is the language you use.
Kind of like the void is the birth and the womb of all that is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that amorphous concept that the mind can't grasp. But as I'm listening, I just want to thank everybody for sharing their singularity. We've graduated, it seems, from being individuals to being unique. The entanglement is us in our collective nature versus that old way that we used to orient, as Kelly, you started to say, going into the crucible, and others going into the crucible, there was that orientation that was the default, you know, of where am I, you know, and all that. And now we've let go of all of that. And really comes as a feeling state that has enormous sort of quiet joy and peace about it. That's really beautiful. For me, it comes all of us together in our collectivity, comes sort of like a kaleidoscope. If you remember being kids, you know, with kaleidoscopes and we're the creators. So, and it's in perpetual motion. It's just such a thing of beauty and power that,
could I just say one more thing?
Yep. And then we're going to have to move on to the next.
Okay. It's basically what pretty much everyone's. And I felt the beings come in after we'd already gotten seated. And it's really like Rosemary was saying at the beginning, where everybody was in their own field that's overlapping and overlapping to where all we become one. When I sit there and watch the beings, felt the beings come in, of light, the high council, and then behind us to the right and left, I just felt this, all that energy just start flowing through us. And it was swirling, and until everyone just seemed to become one with this swirling light, love and energy. It's really wonderful. I feel that every time I do that, every time I sit there and watch them come in, I feel that energy just flowing around through us all. until we all become one.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Well, let's move on to session four. There was a lot in session four that you are going to have to continually integrate. The energetics were massive. And everything that we've presented, the reason that the council has asked us to do weekly was to set this template for the teachings that will come forth in starting in 3 weeks. So these foundational concepts and energetics were really important because it was the foundation of what is to come, energetically as well as conceptually. And I think, you know, from the conversation that we've had, all of you are doing a magnificent job of the integration of these massive energies. Right. So in session four, we talked about the beginning levels of fifth dimension and how that anchors in your body. And so I would like to have some conversation about that. And if there are any questions that have arisen about it, we've already talked about the energetic signature, it was a big session, both four and five. So let's open it for anybody that would like to talk about the beginning levels of fifth dimension, what they've noticed, or you've already talked about you're an integral part of the council. So we've kind of wrapped that three and four into what's already happening within our group. But if anybody has any questions about their energetic signature or we also talked about it in that how the light temple was an acoustic chamber. So if there's anybody that wants to make a comment or ask a question, please do so now.
Hi, this is Kelly again. Just a quick comment on that, Joan, is my greatest experience since these last few sessions is the calmness that I feel and how much less I'm triggered by my past, the history, all that stuff. And the calmness that I feel about life is quite welcomed. And I would say that's the biggest change is I believe feeling it being in fifth dimension for me is not feeling buffeted by all the craziness that's all around and all the craziness that is inside from our genetic history and et cetera. So it's great. Wonderful.
That's great. Big.
Hi, this is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
I just thought I would ask at this period of time when you're talking about the fifth dimension, the last session that Kuthumi brought forth in last year, where we were instructed to do the process daily, I assume that has really what was instrumental in bringing us all upgrading our physicality. And I do it, or I used to do it every night, but I noticed that now since we've been doing our new sessions, I've kind of forgotten about it. And I'm wondering, I don't know why I forgot about it, but is that something that we should continue to do?
For me personally, I don't do it every day either. But there are times, you know, when we were working with that fourth, fifth, and sixth ray of creation and how it was such a process. And then we kind of moved on to something else. And we talked then about scanning your body and what your body needed. And I think this is one of those instances where when you go into your quiet space and your quiet time, you kind of scan your body to see you have so many tools and energetic tools now that are changing you tremendously. that you just kind of scan and see where your body is and what it needs. Do you need to be doing a little more of that prism work, or is there something else you need to focus on, like your third eye and your Ajna center, or those crystals and how the brain is being reprogrammed? There's just a lot that we've been given in the last three sessions. It's amazing. So my suggestion personally, and because I do this, and I scan my body and I ask, would this be helpful? And then I just know, and I do it.
That makes sense. Yes. Thank you.
Anybody else have a comment on that? And what they experience with that?
This is Beth.
Yes.
Yeah. So, we have, I think we've integrated an awful lot of these new concepts without even being able to put words to it.
Yes.
And for me, it's sometimes we have to just every day anchor with the earth and just simply do the simple thing, which is listen to bird song, or the breeze that runs through the trees, or the rain that is falling, and so on. Because all of these are, they're very sacred. They're very sacred sounds, actually. And it's, I think they're sounds that have been placed on the earth to try to keep us in some kind of a harmony.
Yeah.
And, the light and the acoustics, the sound, we were talking earlier about how it was difficult to deal with sound over the internet because it gets distorted. And we saw that in many different sessions where we tried to put forward some of that beautiful music and then it just broke up and so on. But I think in our daily lives, we can find whether it's music that we love that really raises our frequency. I mean, on the 5-5, the 5-5-5, which was just a few days ago, everybody, I don't know what you all felt, but boy, it was strong where I was. Fortunately, with some like-minded people, we just got out in nature and just went with those frequencies, and it was amazing. So I think we just have to rely on our intuition. But at some level, when we're in that fifth dimension or the beginning of the fifth dimension, if we haven't tapped into the natural things that are around us, it's very hard to maintain it.
Yeah.
So I think if everybody, we can't always remember to do a prayer or to do a certain ritual, but we can always remember to be grateful and say thank you to the sun, the moon, the stars, nature, and listen to the birds and so on. So that's what I have to say.
Well, thank you.
That's great.
Beautiful. And that there's an old ancient Hawaiian teaching is that everything is here because we are. And for me, that really has a whole different now meaning from our now place. So yes, indeed, the trees, the birds, sunlight, you get, now that it is warming up, take advantage and just for 10 minutes a day, if you can, get out and just absorb that sunlight, which will help your body to help integrate all these high frequency codes we've been given. Yeah. So thank you, Beth, for bringing that up.
Yeah.
So I agree with what Beth was saying. This is Kathy. And talking about nature, and also when we're in this cosmic, it is home and it feels natural. And I think we're just beginning to remember this is how we communicate through the signatures, the frequencies. And we're just, it's kind of new to us right now, obviously. And I think it's a beautiful opportunity to just tap into the colors and the light and the frequency, just as it is in nature, with the nature that's around us, whether it's the red cardinal or the purple flower or the yellow of the sun. It's interesting how it's reflected from that space to this space, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we can receive it differently now.
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm finding that I have to take, and I'm so grateful for the transcripts, and I'm so grateful for that, the breaking down into segments, because I'll take one segment a morning, and I'll re-listen to it, and I'll sit in that energy, and I'll refresh myself, and then throughout the day, I know to create the neural pathways. There's so much there. That you can't take that big bite of that elephant. You got to do it one bite at a time, and definitely in nature. Beautiful out. Nature helps tremendously, and to take it slow. Give myself permission to not remember, because I don't remember, and I have to just know that it's got to be. It's just got to be integrated, and so that's how I've done it. I've just it's crazy because I could do three, four, five times, and it still amazes me how cool it is, and it sounds really new yet again, you know. So it is evasive, and that's the only way I know.
Thank you, Dodie.
Well, you want to move on to session five? There was a lot in session five too. We upgraded the third eye center, and that pineal got really activated, the crystals in the Ajna center, and how it affects the lobes of the brain. How did you all experience that? And what was you have any comments on that you'd like to talk about, or any questions?
You mean our brains still have lobes? I thought we're just sort of one amorphous unified field at this point. Like, you know, I'm just sort of echoing what everyone's saying, but it's really, we've let go of all of those, you know, trainings that we got, you know, in 3D of like how to orient ourselves and how to think and, you know, what's this and that. And now we've just sort of let all of that go. I kind of feel like we're putting Humpty back together again. You know,
in a higher iteration.
Yeah. And the king's horses and king's men maybe couldn't do it, but the she sure can, you know. Yeah. So, you know, it's there's just so much, I don't know, I feel like wiser than I ever would have dreamed I could be, you know, in this lifetime. And yet I feel like a little kid, you know, with all of that enthusiasm and wonder and, you know, I mean, I hear a baby or a little toddler laugh these days and it just sends chills through my whole body. Like I'm, you know, I just feel so connected with the heart space of everything that, I don't know. I mean, I think of all of the sound codes that the Sanskrit language gives us, for instance, that the English language just doesn't, and where we would be in all of this if the word chakra didn't exist, for instance, you know, which is not an English word. And at the same time, it's like, as Milena was saying, like we built up this, and you too, Joan, we built up this individuality aspect of ourselves so that we're a foundation that we can kind of launch into our truer nature, you know, from that. And everything is just, I mean, in the chakra system in yoga, those chakras are all symbols and very rich. They're, you know, the lotus, thousand-petaled lotus, you know, of our crown chakra. And there's just so much imagery now, I think, as those holographics are just running through us, you know, all the time. So so we're really anchored into our soul spirits now. I can't quantify like how much of our soul spirit could be in our body now. And I know sovereign in a body is a huge piece for all of us, because we couldn't be doing this without our bodies, no. You know, so, but soul spirit just feels very present. That's the only words that really I can put to that piece on the Ajna chakra and unifying. Like, I mean, we had in Mastering Alchemy, we'd done laser surgery to, yeah. You know, with the corpus callosum so that it wasn't rigid, it was more gel-like. And then we played with the left and right lobes of the brain. And now that just doesn't exist anymore. It feels like, anyway, but there's no lack of, it's actually becoming our unified field. So as someone already said so well, it's like, it does feel like home.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Pat.
Yeah.
Hi. I have really been enjoying listening to everyone and am struck by how cohesive it is. Beginning with Kelly's very first word of nebulous, and it makes sense that the individuality is moving into a more amorphous thing and the entanglement. But I wanted to comment about the last session with the coherence between heart and head. Mm-hmm. And I think that when Andy and I were first listening to the Kathumi thing and really getting into, okay, we need to do this particular thing to become more of a fifth dimensional kind of body. It struck me, Joan, as you were talking about the neuron communication, that is part of that. That is part of coming home. That is part of our physicality coming home to itself in fifth dimension as well. And when I think about meditation, and imagining the high heart, imagining the physical heart, imagining all the lobes of the brain, and particularly the pineal that has been lighting up more and more, that this is direct communication to feeling at home within our body, which is developing a fifth dimensional body. And I would add too, that as I do that connection, I also do it with my gut brain, which oftentimes needs help. And there are neurons in our gut. We know that scientifically, but it seems to me now that line of communication goes all the way up, and physically that feels like home too as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you. I have a question actually, because I do go into the sleep state with that session 15 practice like every night, and just to address that, Rosemary, is what I find from that, it, having integrated that into my daily life, and I just made a choice point at the beginning, you know, for that, is there's a building. I can actually feel a sense of building that has a very, it's a structure. We need structure for our creativity. So this provides a structure that builds higher dimensional refinement, sense of myself. And I don't really listen to, I still put the tape on as I do every night. It's a ritual that I have now, but I'm not I know the words, you know, from doing it all this time. And so I'm not listening to the words at all. And what I'm finding is I'm tuned more into the energetic transmission aspect of the communication, and the sounds are there, but they're just part of the foundational structure now. I don't know how much sense all that is making as I'm describing it, but it's very real in my space, I can say that. And there's this intimacy, not only with Katumi, it spreads out. It's maybe a tension point, but it just expands from there. So that when I'm in the acoustic chamber, when I'm in the Temple of Light, it's just an extension of that that's sort of adding to. Yeah, that's about. I could speak more about it, but I think that's the gist of it.
So what is the question?
Well, the two magenta flames, for instance, you know, Pat mentioned that's in that, the magenta flame of the Sacred Heart and the magenta flame of the pineal. For me, those words sort of lend to an attention point, but they're merged and unified.
Right.
As far as I can see. So that was my question to ask. Is it just a matter of like point here and pay attention to that for the moment and pay attention to that? But in effect,
it's one.
It is one.
One unified field of light.
That's how I'm experiencing it. So thanks.
Right. Well, we did some work back in Mastering Alchemy where we had those, we were aware of those flames. And at that time, they were just a flame. And along the way, they have become a magenta flame. There's a color involved.
Right, magenta is the eighth color, isn't that correct?
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, we merged the flame in the heart and the flame in the pineal, because that alters the way in which the brain functions also, because you're guided by the higher part of you, which is your heart. And there have been studies done. The heart has electrical charges than the brain. So when that flame, that magenta flame became one, it was one unified expression of the element of love.
Okay. This is probably an opportune moment to mention that intermittently between you and John, and the image in the background, there's been a human heart shaped red form that's been beating. I've noticed it throughout the whole session. I just want to say that, and it's there now again. It's like, it's really quite.
I chose that on purpose.
Well, thank you.
And I see it as a rose, actually. It flashes as a rose.
Okay. I'm seeing it as a human heart.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty cool.
I've been watching it pulsate throughout the whole session that we've had so far. So it's, I guess that's part of our higher dimensional experience as well, right?
That's exciting.
These come to us. Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay.
Isn't that another one stuff?
Our time is dwindling. Imhotep, did you have something you wanted to say?
Oh man, with my hand up.
Pardon?
Well, I would love all everybody's comments. It was just beautiful. To me, the new sitter, when you talk about the new arrangement, to me, there's a no structure.
Yeah.
The energy is just so refined. The light.
Mm-hmm.
Your light bodies. You're floating. Source energy flows through you. You become source and expression of source, a fractal of source, quantum entanglement. And as you sit in that space, and every time we have these sessions, we always end with holding that vibration and sitting there and becoming more and more one and comfortable with that being who you are, which is source energy that flows through you. That's all you can be in your fullness. And then when you talk about the fifth section, it's the transformation of the body, being able to hold that fifth dimension and being transformed. The left and right hemispheres of the brain merging. The pineal source energy flowing through the body, flowing through the chakras, and just transforming that, your body. The DNA. Eighth, ninth, and tenth strands, the double helix, form within form. We're putting on new gloves, so to speak. Just being introduced to this new body and this new self and who you are, and now trying to understand it and be able to transform things, being able to grow within it and understand. So thank everybody for the comments, and that's my experience. And you just sit in that, hold that. When you meditate, find that. And you're only mission is to hold that frequency. And then you think about the aspects, the higher mind, the soul star, the earth star, and joining. And then your connection, the Sirians, the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, the inner earth, the Andromeda galaxy. You have expanded through the cosmos. There is no separation, quantum entanglement. You are the center of the universe, the multiverse. You are the Taurus. Your energy can flow out and touch everything that is and everyone that is. Or you could flow inward in the Taurus and just continue to let that energy continue to flow through you, your body, your spirit. I could go on and on, but I'll take my peace with that.
Thank you. That was beautiful, Imhotep.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Milena, also in that fifth session, you had a whole piece about the eighth dimension and that 8-8 template. Do you want to bring any of that in now to review or to have people talk about?
Well, only if anyone has a question about it.
I think, you know, we're kind of coming to energetically as well. This has been a very potent discussion. Every one of you is holding a massive amount of light. And there was also a part in five that we upgraded the use of the electromagnetic, the epikinetic, and the echo bodies. And we also how that, since we have upgraded our physical body, how that has changed. So there was a lot in that session that bears your review before we meet again, because we're going to build on all of that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So I think we're just going to kind of wind it down now. And Milena, do you want to talk about what's coming?
Sure. Well, you can tell by these discussions that so much has changed since we began back in March. And all the frequencies and the energetics that we have been given have been massive. And I will back up just a minute. So because we were able to open that eighth dimensional time lock and bring out our eighth dimensional individualized energy field, it has made all these changes possible. So we're building on all of those foundations that occurred back in the conference. So we have been given just so much, but the frequencies have been building, as you know, and they've been huge and energetic, and they're not going to be slowing down. They will be increasing in their energetic potency. And through the discussion, we can now see how vital our discussions, the group's projects on the similarity and the entanglement were. And we haven't even begun to touch on the fractals yet. So that there's much, much more to come with that. Because these energetics are so massive and so potent, we do require time to integrate and for them to stabilize in our brains and our entire physical body. So we will be allowing more time between sectors for that to happen, but also because it requires more energy and time for Joan and I to receive massive blocks of energetics, and then we have to integrate them and then break them down in some kind of discernible way and then present them to you. So what we know right now is what is coming next. The next segment is a big block coming, and it's another massive complex segment with more new frequency. You know, as our consciousness continues to grow and expand, it does require time to process huge, huge energetics. And for, again, your brains and your energy fields. I know for me personally, these energetics we've been experiencing over this past month, huge. They have created some interesting situations in my body that I have never experienced before. So it's possible that you may or you will be experiencing quite noticeable changes in your physicality. This is all part of the frequency in the body adjusting and adapting. So just wanted you to know that that is all part of this process that you may experience. We do suggest that between now and the time we return on the 28th, that you read or you listen to the transcripts from the sessions and do it with intentionality to look at it and receive it now from this really present fifth dimensional space that you are all holding. And then once you do that, if you then go back maybe and look again at our 2022 conference, because all of those energetics are going to be, they are already here. They're not will be brought in, they are here. And it's all in part of this weave and this swirling energetics that all of you are talking about. So every conversation we have, every meeting we have, including this one, it's also filled with codes and frequencies that you're also integrating. So you're never not in it now. So you mentioned you feel like you're coming home. Well, we are. We're coming home to the fullness of who we are and who we are as a community. But we're never now not we're never separated from this energetic field of ascending universe with the entire council. So it's, again, it's all an adjustment. It takes time. How Joan and I are finding is taking us time to learn how to receive these energetics in a new way. Because starting a month ago, the way the council comes into us and communicates with us has changed completely from anything it has ever been in the past. So it's a process, and so expect it to be. So in the meantime, just be kind and gentle with yourselves as we all adapt to what will be ongoing changes.
And be flexible in the time before, between, like this time we'll have 3 weeks. And the next time, I think it's 2 weeks. So it just depends on what is being presented. So, and like Milena said, as these things come in blocks of energy, and you know what that is, because we talked about it many times before. But as there's a sequence that is followed from our observation of how this comes in these blocks, and then the topics that are within that particular block. So when we have the sequence and number of sessions, then we will have this open discussion like we've had today. This has been a magnificent session, energetically, as well as the participation of everybody that was able to put forth their opinions and their concepts of what is happening to them. It just built and built continually the light energy that is within this whole group in this crucible. I mean, it was a magnificent energetic space to be in with every one of you. And I'm very grateful to you. So as Milena has said, be kind and gentle to yourself in the next 3 weeks until we meet again and we start delving in to these new blocks that will be presented to us. So with that, we will close our session and we look forward to being with you again in about 3 weeks. Blessings, everyone.
Blessings.